It is Thursday, March 14th, 2024 for GQDN. I know I messed up the beginning. I don't care. We're brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Put in the code quest. And then you get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some sales. Oh yeah, it's a Steam sale, but not just that one. There's some other things going on too. What's going on with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? And what are some of the finalists for the 2024 Video Game Hall of Fame? Curious. But today we begin with more of the drama between Epic and Apple. And what we know so far is that Epic got kicked off of Apple, and then there's a lot of name calling between Epic Games and Apple. And then Apple wanted to take about 30% of the cuts for what these developers are making. But in a 2021 ruling, the developers were allowed to bypass that. Then the Supreme Court said, nah, we're not going to hear the appeal, which means Apple had to revise its guidelines, which was forcing developers to apply for an entitlement while they were still offering the option to purchase through Apple's own billing system. But Apple still charged 27% commission on any sales through its external payment systems, or 12% for participants of the iOS Small Business Program. Epic did argue that the fees are the same, and that was what's charged in its own app payment, IAP system, in-app payment. To that end, they accused the company for failing to comply with that said order. And the fees were making some of those links, quote, commercially unusable, quote. So here's what they said in the document, being Epic, quote, Apple's goal is clear, to prevent purchasing alternatives from constraining the super competitive fees it collects on purchases of digital goods and services. Apple's so-called compliance is a sham. Epic therefore seeks an order finding Apple in civil contempt, requiring Apple to promptly bring these policies into compliance with the injunction, and requiring Apple to remove all anti-steering provisions in Guideline 3.1.3. Now, that's between Epic and Apple. But now we have some insight of what happened when PlayStation got the deal to get Call of Duty. Well, PlayStation Lifestyle said that the outgoing PlayStation head, Jim Ryan, said that Sony was thrilled, that's a quote, of the Call of Duty deal. Now, he made that remark while explaining to CNBC why Sony was opposed to the Activision Blizzard acquisition, getting the company. And Microsoft is claiming that Sony is still campaigning against the deal with the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. So here's what Ryan did say to CNBC. We were absolutely thrilled to be able to negotiate a deal with Microsoft to ensure that the franchise remains available on PlayStation platforms for the next 10 years. And that was very important to us. We're very happy to have done that deal. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle again said that Sony has finally admitted that the PlayStation 3 price was a bit, quote, carried away. So, once again, Jim Ryan was talking on CNBC, and he acknowledged that the PlayStation 3 price tag was too high because they were being carried away with all the success, while they were still enjoying PlayStation 2. Now, 1 year after PlayStation's released, we go to Holst, where he led the Killzone studio Guerrilla Games, which Sony did acquire in 2005. Now, Holst said that the PlayStation 3 was a powerful machine, but was very difficult to develop games for. He did add that Sony had to work very hard with some amazing franchises to bring games to the PlayStation 3. And PlayStation 3 had its missteps when it went to the creation of the first party games that ended up defining the PlayStation console. So they did realize that the hardware and the price was much too much. Now we go into further insight on something else. because GamesRadar did talk to a former Pokemon lawyer, and the lawyer was going into why Nintendo was going after some fans. Now, the lawyer is Don McGowan, and he both worked at the Pokemon Company, Microsoft, and Bungie. And McGowan was talking to Aftermath as a former chief legal officer in business affairs. That's Don McGowan at the Pokemon Company. And he was talking about his time there at Bungie and Microsoft and Pokemon during said interview. So here's what he said, quote, "I would be sitting in my office minding my own business when someone from the company would send me a link to a news article, or I would stumble across it myself. I teach entertainment law at the University of Washington and say this to my students. The worst thing on earth is when your fan project gets press because I know about you." End quote. But that had to be a step in getting your project shut down through some of the things. So he went on to say, quote, "But that's not the end of the equation. You don't send a takedown right away. You wait to see if they get funded for a Kickstarter or similar. If they get funded, then that's when you engage. No one likes suing fans." Now, that was mainly because of what's going on in Pal World, because some of the fans were doing some things to the pals, make them look like Pokemon when they're close enough as it is. Now, McGowan left the Pokemon Company back in 2020, and Pal World developer Pocket Pair did release a statement, quote, "We have absolutely no intention of infringing upon the intellectual property of other companies," end quote. At which McGowan did reply, because it did look as if the stuff that we'd see there in Pal World, he'd said that we would probably see it 1,000 times a year when he was working at Nintendo. Now, we get to some Hall of Fame news. And GameSpot did say that here are the list of the nominees that could be in this year's Hall of Fame. Asteroids, Guitar Hero, Elite, Metroid, Myst, Neopets, Resident Evil, SimCity, Tokimeki Memorial, Tony's Hawk, Pro Skater, Ultima, You Don't Know Jack. So who would make it? You can let me know at Joe Brums on Twitter, or if you want to call it X. Now, PC Games N did say that the ex-Payday devs have a new co-op heist, and that was created by a former Payday designer, Alf Anderson. And they put up a trailer in the new co-op heist FPS game called Den of Wolves. And that game could screw with your head. Well, at least that's what they're saying, PC Games N. Now, Anderson helped make the first two Payday games, but he also did 10 Chambers of the previous co-op shooter, GTFO. And Anderson had his trailer breakdown, so here's what he said, quote, "We don't try to do a trailer to hype the game, really. I mean, it helps, of course. It's more to lock it in and say, stop messing around and do the game, for God's sake. You're coming out of pre-production and you show the first trailer. It forces you to lock down everything. That's why I enjoy making them, or I don't enjoy making them, but they're valuable." Now, we don't know why, but according to Game Informer, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Cowabunga collection is being delisted on Steam in Japan later this month because there was a notice of end sales post on the game's Steam page. So, starting Friday, March 29th, the game will no longer be available in purchase in Japan, but the online play will remain available after the game's delisting, and the purchased copies of the collection will remain available for re-download from the Steam store. Now, there's a complete list of the games that's in that collection, and I'm not going through it. But basically, there's a lot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle games that were affected. So, if you're in Japan, oh well. But now we stick with Japan, because The Rise of Ronin got a new trailer. Uh-oh. Now, that'll come out next week. And Sony did give its nice, flashy trailer, where at the end of the trailer, you're either the boy facing a man, or you're the man facing a girl. All with swords.
Mm-hmm. Yep, with swords.
Tomb Raider. Tomb Raider alert. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Tomb Raiders 1 and 1 through 3 remastered can now be played in 120 FPS, but there is still no platinum award. So there are other updates going to it, but now you know, even though the player's disappointment, there's no platinum. Might not be in any engines either. Yeah, we're getting into some sales and stuff. So, according to Nintendo Life, the Lawn Mowing Simulator is on Switch today. Yep, that's right there, so you can ride your lawnmower. It's the Landmark Edition. Oh, if you've got a Steam Deck and you want to, you want more memory, PC Games N says there's a new micro SD card in Samsung sale. It's a $24.99 there at Samsung. And is the Evo Select 512GB micro SD that's currently on sale for $25. And that's about 47% off, roughly. But if you don't need the half a terabyte, you can go for the 256GB, which is on sale for $20, which is about $6 off. So there you go. You can get your Steam Deck on Amazon for $535. Yeah, that's on sale. Might be a good time to get one. Oh, God of War via Polygon.com is now available and DRM free on the PC. Some of that's half price. So God of War is at $50, now down to $25 at GOG. So yeah, want God of War and you were waiting for prices to come down. There you go. Oh, Rock Paper Shotgun said that Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake turned out bad because people were left in limbo by Saber Interactive. So, Embracer is selling off Saber Interactive to the new company Beacon Interactive. And that did cast more doubt over the Embracer's bigger projects. And that would include Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake. It did sound like Knights of the Old Republic will be a joint project between Saber and Embracer. But it might not be out over the next 12 months. In fact, the game might not be coming out at all. Because there was a conference call discussing the deal via BGC, where Embracer CEO Lars Wingfors was asked about the licensed project to come out within the next 12 months. And he said, quote, "No, I don't think that kind of game needs some deep love and respect. So without giving full color, I think it's some time left until that is released." So we'll see if the game comes out or not. The original game is where you can find on GOG, but we'll see if the remake's done or not. Sorry. Oh, don't worry. There's more sales, though. See, The Verge did say that Nintendo's new Core i9-14900KS has arrived today for $690, which does boost up your stuff by 6.2 gigahertz. And they did put some performance stuff and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's there. And it's $10 less than the previous 13900KS model. So, yep, you know it's out. Oh, but the Steam sale's going on right now. Started today. And want things on sale? Baldur's Gate 3, $54 at Steam. Resident Evil 4, $30. Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, $56. Cocoon, $17 on Steam. Street Fighter 6, $40. $42 on Amazon, but $40 on Steam. Suicide Squad, $42 on Steam. Diablo 4, half off. Against the Storm, $19. Exit 8, $4. Lethal Company, $8. But we're free. Yes, we are. We are Group Quest. We are Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people, and enjoy the Steam sale.